You are welcome to Faith to Faith broadcast. Enjoy the dynamic teaching ministry of Pastor Tibby Peters, the President of Renaissance Assembly Incorporated. This message will take you from where you are to where you ought to be.
Taking the message of faith around the world by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hear the call. Seize the voice. Fight the fights. See the vision. Seize the moment. Take your place. Fulfill the tasks. Seize the moment. Finish the course. All things are yours. All things are possible. Tarry not. This is the appointed time. These are your inheritance moments. Time for new beginnings, multiple accomplishments, and everlasting harvest. Keep your clouds full of rain. Let it rain. Take the good news everywhere, in season and out of season. Extend, expand, and establish. Hold on. Then rise. Did you hear that? Hold on. Extend, expand, and establish. I thought it was finished. He said, after that, then rise, shine, and reign. Let Christ be Lord to you. Let Christ be Lord through you. You will hear good news and see good things. Welcome to good things.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Healings are taking place. You came here with any kind of infirmity. Place your hand just where it is. If it's somewhere you can't touch, put your hand on your head. The very air around you carries healing power. The skin infection is gone. That skin infection is gone. The migraine is gone. Splitting headache, gone. Blocked nostrils, opens. Healings are taking place. Bone conditions are being addressed in the name of Jesus. Bone conditions being addressed by the power of God. Healings are taking place. The power of God is here. Someone is receiving. Someone is receiving as I speak. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are tremors you have on your hands. It comes to an end now. The tremors stop now. Open now in the name of Jesus. You start hearing sound from that ear now. Shibaranos. That stiffness in your spine is gone. You begin to do what you couldn't do. Now in the name of Jesus, and that pain goes now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in your body in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. You spirit of infirmity, you have no place in that body. You can hear me now. Leave. Come out of that body now in the name of Jesus Christ. Healings. Do what you couldn't do. I want to take testimonies before I get to the next row. Do what you couldn't do. Amen. Do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. If you sense and you just received a miracle, walk out from your chair to the aisle. Keep singing. Walk out to the aisle. Hallelujah. Walk out. Just walk out now. Pastors, position yourself. If you just received a healing, check yourself. The only way you will know is to check yourself. Walk out to the aisle. Hallelujah. Let's just take a few testimonies. Glory to God. Just a few testimonies. kobarane shiros. Tesu mathu sebre sebredish. Walk out, walk out. Check yourself, check yourself. Check yourself. Just walk out now, walk out. Do what you couldn't do, do what you couldn't do. We already have testimonies. Sing that. You were about to sing a song. Were you about to sing a song? Let's sing. I just take a few, just a few. But come, check yourself, come out. Something. If you're online and you have a testimony, send it. Eyes and look at the mirror, you will discover that they are straight. The power of God is at work. Hallelujah. Can they sit for a moment?
Yes, Pastor.
Please sit.
We have several testifiers here tonight. Hallelujah. God is doing a quick walk in our midst. We have Godwin Victoria from Benin here. She's super excited about what God has done for her.
Yep.
She said for 2 weeks she has been having pain in her abdomen.
Yeah.
It was not allowing her bend down.
Yes.
You know, let's think that what you can do now. Now, but immediately she said she couldn't tell anyone.
She
but as you prayed, she just tried to do what she couldn't do.
I was sitting down. Despite the fact that I was sitting down, I could still sense the power. Then immediately you started praying, I just stood up. And those pains are gone.
Hallelujah. What is her name again?
Victoria.
Victoria Godwin from
Victoria
Benin.
Godwin. Are you excited?
Something happened.
She's singing, something happened.
Something happened to her.
Something happened.
Hallelujah.
This is what we call something. It met her where she was seated. No physical hand touched her. But the power of God met her and touched her where she was seated. I didn't tell her to go.
Oh.
Come. Come, 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 Victoria. I love it when people experience the power of God for themselves. Can you tell that this is the power of God?
Yes, it is really the power of God because I was not feeling myself. The atmosphere was different. I was feeling cold. The cold was so much. I'm this kind of person, I don't sit down. But I just have to hold myself and sit down. Immediately I got up. I said, let me just try this. And I'm not feeling those pains again.
Oh, we give you praise. May you never lose this reality.
Amen.
May the memory of this experience remain in your heart. In the name of Jesus, I call you blessed. You're going back to being a different person. Celebrate Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Quickly, let's you have something there. Another Victoria. We can't hear her properly. Please test the mic before you give it. Yes. Since yesterday. There's a problem with the mic. Why is it making that noise?
So,
I don't know whether it's that mic or...
Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So Victoria has been having pain behind her neck since yesterday.
Yes.
And she couldn't flex the neck.
Yes.
But as she prayed, I said, do what you couldn't do. She started flexing the neck and there's no pain anymore.
No pain.
The pain is completely
do
gone.
Do what you couldn't do.
Hallelujah.
And there's no pain. Celebrate Jesus everywhere. Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have a testimony
from
Blessing Obamano that four years ago she fell. And then she had injury in her arm. She couldn't even raise her hand any longer.
Yes.
Now, I remember one of the One Walk from God program we had.
Yes.
She got healed.
Yes.
But she said she fell again.
Oh.
And now she, you know, the arm became stiff again.
She fell on the arm.
She fell on the arm again. But now she can flex it.
Amen.
As you prayed again, God is a generous God. He has done it the first time. He's willing to do it again. We give God praise.
Satan will not damage what Amen. God wants to do in your life. May God preserve you. In Jesus' name.
Anthony came here with pain in his nose as a result of boils.
Boils?
Yes. He said it was difficult to even touch his nose.
Is it in the nostrils?
In the nostrils.
Yes.
Severe pain. He couldn't even place his hand on his nose. But after the prayer, just now, he
just now,
Pastor,
just
he's able
now.
To press, touch, flex the nose, do whatever he wants to do with it.
Yeah, praise God.
You are healed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right where you were.
Yes.
The power of God met you.
Yes, sir.
Can someone rejoice?
Yes,
Pastor, there's a testimony from Amakri here.
Yes.
He's been having pain in his spine since last week and also a stiff neck. As a matter of fact, today he was at the medical convention clinic.
Yes.
They're giving prescriptions. But while you were ministering, the pain is gone. The stiff neck is gone. He's instantly healed.
The stiffness is in the neck.
Yes.
Then what was on the spine? Pain. Gone. How do you know it's gone? You couldn't do this without feeling the pain. Now you can do this. Amen.
Praise God. There's a testimony from Blessing here from Benin. Blessing says she has been having toothache for 2 years. And she went to the hospital.
Hold on.
2 years.
2 years means since 2022.
Yes. She went to the hospital and there's a hole in the tooth.
Yes.
So they are supposed to extract it.
Yes.
But she has not been able to. So she has lived with the pain till today.
You don't mean it.
Yes. She has been living with the pain. And even today, right in the service, the pain was there. But as you ministered, the pain is completely gone. From that tooth,
what,
she's not feeling
part?
The pain. The left lower molar of this side. Pain. And the tooth is supposed to have been extracted because there's a hole in the tooth.
Yes.
But it has not been extracted. But right here in the service, the pain is
now,
gone.
Now, are you sure? Hold on. Are there not times where you don't feel the pain?
Yes, I still feel it every time.
Is there every time?
Yes.
Oh. So, this is unique to you. She's crying. No, what I'm trying to find out is that maybe there are times where the pain is relieved. And maybe this is just one of those moments. But the pain is gone.
Amen.
Why are you crying?
I'm just dressing.
She's just rejoicing.
She's just rejoicing.
Tears of joy.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's rejoice with her. Amen.
Pastor Esther here from Abuja,
Abuja
has been having nasal congestion.
Whoa.
She's been, her nose has been blocked.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, she almost didn't come for convention because of the fever and all the resulting pain.
Yes.
But today, as you were ministering, she was instantly healed. Her nose is clear. She has been breathing fine.
The congestion is gone.
Yes, sir.
And there was a word for that. Is that not amazing to you? So Jesus is here. Amen. Celebrate Jesus again. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Yes.
Pastor Clement here has been having pains on his left wrist.
Yes.
And it's been on for a while.
Yes.
But as you started ministering, the pain is gone. He can flex his wrist. He can flex his hand.
He can flex
the pain is gone instantly.
And he can wear more wristwatches. It's gone. Wow. Are you surprised? You were expecting it. You wanted to be healed. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Pastor Salvation from Abuja City.
Yes.
She had malaria and she was sick and almost didn't come for convention.
Yes.
Even all through the journey. But as you were ministering, she was instantly healed. She's fine. All the symptoms are gone. She's healed.
Right in the meeting.
Yes, sir.
Strength was infused back into you. You have to enjoy convention.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
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 Also, me from Abuja City.
I'll just take
she
a
had
few
a
more.
Migraine, sir.
Migraine.
The word was given.
There was
migraine.
A word for that.
Yes, sir. And she's instantly healed.
Gone.
Gone.
What? Where were you feeling the pain? That way. And it's gone. And it stays that way in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Are you ready for me? Cross eyes.
Hallelujah. And thank God here. He started by saying he couldn't see very well. He can see, but he can't see. It's like he's seeing, he's crossing.
Yes.
So I asked him, it's a squint, but we call it half past four.
Yes.
You know? So I'm looking at him right now. And I can't, he said yes, he has it. And this is Moses Francis. Moses Francis said yes, he had a squint. But I'm looking now. And I can't appreciate the squint anymore. And so he says he can see clearer. He can see better.
Hold on. That was the last word that was given.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who knows you? You know him.
The aplenty that knows him.
What?
The aplenty that knows him.
You are plenty that know him.
And all of us that knows him, we came to church today.
All of the
yes.
All of you that know him came.
Yes, we came to church today.
So what is different?
Like, I've been noticing him when he was driving. When he's driving,
yes.
He would like click his eye to look very well to drive.
Okay.
And after you just ministered about his eye, he was not telling me that he's not feeling that symptoms again.
Yeah.
And if I look at him, it's as if he has as passed four.
Yes.
But I'm not seeing it here again.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Wow.
Pastor Fortune knows him.
You know him too?
Yes, sir.
I recognize him. He's the one that normally drives them from Abloba sometimes.
Yes.
So I recognize the eyes. And now I can't see it again. It's straight.
Wow. Wow. To God be the glory. I want to close.
Pastor, we have a testimony. God is not done with us. Amen.
God bless you.
6 years pain as a result of ulcer disappeared here.
6 years.
6 years. He said the pain had been there for 6 years because of the ulcer he had. And he feels the pain constantly. But after the prayer, he has been pressing. I have helped him to press. We have touched. We have done everything. He said he cannot feel the pain anymore.
Wow. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Let me close with this. Amen.
Praise God.
We will take testimonies another time. Can you lift your hands everywhere and bless the name of the Lord and magnify Him and exalt Him? Oh, we give you praise. Can we just thank God for these testimonies? Give me a song. Just give me a song. Just for a minute.
Thank you for listening to this message. Please, you can reach us via WhatsApp on 090-849-90878. You can also send us a message on info@faithtofaithonline.org. For more messages, log on to our 24-hour radio platform at www.faithtofaithradio.org. Join us this Sunday at Renaissance Assembly for a life-transforming experience at Plot 5, Sania Batcher Road, GRA Phase 3, Port Harcourt. First service 8:30 a.m. and second service 10:30 a.m. Renaissance Assembly, the church of the moment and the church of the future. God bless you.
Generation individually, locally, and globally.